One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com. Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? United Healthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. And not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real, hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
I always believe in collaborations. I feel that creating connections, it means a lot, even for a brand.
Collaborations work best when it's almost like from two separate worlds coming together and seeing kind of what can be born out of that.
Hi, this is Imran Ahmed, founder and CEO of The Business of Fashion. Welcome to the BOF podcast. It's Friday, June 11th. This week, our editor-at-large, Tim Blanks, has the pleasure of speaking with two of the industry's most respected and watched designers, Valentino's Pier Paolo Piccioli and the menswear designer, Craig Green, who spoke about their new creative collaboration, reimagining Valentino's Rockstud. The Rockstud has become a brand icon for Valentino, and to mark its 10th anniversary, Piccioli was looking for a way of reinterpreting an established symbol and thought that partnering with another designer could help give the Rockstud a different meaning. Here's Pier Paolo Piccioli and Craig Green inside fashion.
Welcome, Craig, Pier Paolo. We're going to talk today about one of the most interesting collaborations I think I've come across in an era when everybody is talking about collaborations. The whole notion of working together has obviously become a huge thing over the course of the pandemic, when people are looking for their own approaches to trying to find their way into a very uncertain future. And working with other people seems to be something that people have settled on, which I really like. It seems such an obvious thing, but this collaboration doesn't strike me as obvious, so I want to know right away, how did this happen?
Yes, I always believe in collaborations. I feel that that creating connections and real it means a lot, even for a brand. I did collaboration, different kind of collaboration with Juno from Undercover, with Birkenstock, with Levi's, but I think they're kind of different kind of collaboration, even if sense is almost the same. It's like to give a different perspective on the brand I'm working on. And I wanted to celebrate the 10th anniversary of Rockstud collaborating with real creative people and that I really love. I feel that every collaboration has to be born from something that is really personal. And I think that Craig is one of the most talented, creative and pure creative. So I wanted to give him the opportunity to work on the same kind of recipe, the stats, working on something that is can be different, but not like a marketing collaboration. I wanted to have like a creative collaboration, which is completely different. And that's why Craig is the first of this collaboration that I hope can be done on Rostad, because I follow Craig since the very beginning. I feel that he represents the pure creativity. That's what I like from him. And I love him as person, because this is also important for me. And to create connection, I knew him even before. We worked together on different projects on Moncler Genius. And so we had the opportunity to know each other. And we had... you know, when you have something personal to get, even if from different cultures, different ages, different identities, but we get connected immediately. And so for me, it came easily the idea to work with Craig and to give him the Rockstar recipe in order to create something new with Craig creativity plus Valentino Rockstad.
Now, I think that I guess when I think back, it was that Moncler Genius moment where you both made collections. You both made stunning collections for Moncler. I imagine the two of you looking at each other's work and just being, well, appropriately impressed. So was it that moment where you actually thought, I'm curious about whether you recognized a kindred spirit, or you just thought, that is so extraordinary that I can relate to it on that level? I mean,
we met, you remember, Craig, the night before when we were building our installations for Craig, and I told Craig, I want to come at yours because I wanna see what you did. And so we met in the middle of this huge space, and we did our visit once to the other. We have been like the guide of our space, our own spaces. And I felt that his installation was super fantastic and inspiring. That's what I recognized from Craig. I recognized the creativity as something very pure and radical, and not a marketing creativity, but it's something pure that comes from inside. And I think it's not as common today to have creative as talented, creative, and also imaginative and oniric and dreaming as Craig. He's even if so contemporary.
I mean, that's a very complimentary coming from you. You're making me feel shy.
He knows that. He knows what I think. And, I know also his works, of course, in the shows. And I always, I'm a fan of his work, even as a consumer. I'm wearing one of your
But Craig, you know that first Genius thing where you walked into Pier Paolo's installation, and it was just so, it was the notion of the puffer jacket, that sort of element of Moncler just exploded in a 100 different directions. When you looked at that, I'm curious, I'm going back to this kindred spirit idea. When you looked at that, did you think there is somebody who really thinks out of the box, you know, who like you do, what were your impressions when you saw that then?
I remember the day that I arrived and I was wondering whose installation was in the center, because it was almost like a tower, but there was nothing inside it when I got there. So I was waiting throughout the day for them to deliver the installation. And then when I saw it, I was convinced that I was looking at everyone's, and then I was like, oh, Pier Paolo definitely won. I think he was his was definitely the best. And then we hadn't actually met by that point yet. And it wasn't until later that afternoon we met each other. And from that moment, I think we just got along. There was something about, we just had an energy together, I think. I think it's rare in fashion to find people that you get along with so instantly and easily. Just that kind of business, isn't it? But
I love what Craig, I always loved what Craig used to do. But when I met him, I felt that there was a connection, a personal connection. And sometimes this is even more important because I recognized that that the work I admire was coming from a person was really creative and authentic. I feel that collaboration can work when you have identities very precise and very even different one from the other. Because I don't think that collaboration works when you are kind of similar. I think that it works more when you have different identities, very precise, but very different identities. And so what comes from two minds is really the addiction of two minds.
I mean, I feel exactly the same because I guess if you looked at the end results of what we both do, it's quite different it is quite different when you look at it instantly. But I think there's a lot of similarities in the way that we work and what we find important and what we value. And I think you find that a lot in creatives that can get along in that way.
I think there's a kind of humanity that links the two of us. Even if the result is different, our creative process is not as different. We really start thinking and dreaming about
the story.
Yeah.
The story, the fantasy, the story, and also like the details.
It's not the product itself for the first thought, but it's the fantasy, it's the message to deliver. But and also in the process, during the process, there's a lot of humanity that becomes part of the final project. That's what we experienced, I think.
I'm curious about the fantasy, though. I mean, Pier Paolo, I can see the fantasy in your work. Although lately you talk much more about grounding things that you when you talk about couture, you want to ground couture. But Craig, do you see your work as having a fantasy component?
Oh, definitely. I mean, what's important to me it's always been important to me, like a show, which is something that I've missed during this period, but. You know, like the feeling of a show, the emotion that you can, maybe it's not an obvious fantasy way, but it's definitely an escapism in it, or like a removing yourself from reality in some way. I would say there was a fantasy aspect to my work, definitely. I mean, I think.
Even if then the product becomes also real, but that's nothing bad in this. Mm-hmm. I feel that the fantasy is part of the product and... No, it's like as my job, my process is like solving that kind of complexity into something that can become simple, but comes from a fantasy and not from a product in your mind. I think that creativity is about that kind of process, thinking with a dream and becoming into something which is real and desirable, but becoming from a dream, not from the product itself.
I guess I'm tripping up on the word fantasy just because I see when I look at Craig's work, I see spirituality, and I guess in a way, if we're talking about escape, I guess that is escape as well. That's escape like fantasy, and I suppose there's, you know, there's an intense spirituality in what you do as well, Pier Paolo. I think that there's a sense of time, but timelessness, you know, a sort of historical spread, past, present, and future all fusing together. I think that's what both of you actually do. And you know, now I'm rationalizing the collaboration in my mind, I can see all these similarities, of course.
But in a way, I think that all of us are trying to catch the spirit of times, but trying to do something which is going to be timeless. I think that's maybe the real dichotomy between the the zeitgeist and the timeless objects. You work in the moment, and I think you definitely have to be part of the moment. You have to witness the moment. But our dream is to create something that is part of the moment but can become timeless.
And that's what I always loved about being, or the idea of being a fashion designer, that you have the reality of people, or the reality of a human. And then whatever you do in a fantasy, whatever you put alongside it on that human, it already has like that sense of reality anyway, in some
way. So it's always what you're saying is everything is always grounded, which is everything is ultimately always grounded, which is a perfect way to introduce the actual fruit of your collaboration, which is a sneaker.
Yeah. It's a real contemporary object. It's not, that's what I really wanted to do. And we agreed about this, that we didn't want to do a fantasy object. We wanted to do an object that could be, unisex, with no idea of gender, race, culture, identity, whatever. And even in terms of expensiveness, it's going to have the price of a sneakers from a brand. So an object that can be kind of universal, even if it comes from a fantasy, but from a collaboration of two people that are two creatives and not to, marketing kind of guys. And we wanted to create an object that is, because I feel that fashion is more successful when it comes from a fantasy. That's what I feel.
So when did you start creating this fantasy then? How long ago? Because we have had more than a year of complete interruption to things like collaboration became much, much more difficult with distance and isolation and so on. So how long ago did this idea actually start?
During the isolation.
I think it was just before, maybe.
Just before the pandemic moment. I think it was February last
year.
Just before, we started talking, and then we decided to we started working, and everything happened. But we didn't stop, and we had Zoom. Probably it would be easier to meet each other in Rome or in London, and we didn't. We just had call like we have it now.
Lots of FaceTimes, lots of calls and WhatsApps.
So you decided you wanted 10 collaborators to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Rock Stud, which has become basically the emblem of your Valentino, hasn't it? It's become the sort of symbol of your Valentino. And you had a list of people, and Craig was the first person on the list, or what happened?
No, actually, we didn't plan to do a list to first doing Craig, and then maybe it would be correct to have a different one. But we decided let's start with Craig, because to me it came easily to my mind, and that was the kind of collaboration I wanted, not as I said, a branding collaboration, but creative collaboration. And then we'll see what happens. I don't want to plan and to have, say, 10 collaboration in 2 years, one each month. I learned from this moment that we don't have to plan. We have to react to what happens. So I reacted with the idea of doing collaboration. Craig was the first. I don't know if it's going to be the second. Let's see.
I know when you talked about the various aspects of Valentino that you wanted to explore, and there was street, there was bourgeois, there was couture, there was punk, there were all these different facets. And that's an exciting, given that Craig was the first one, your imagination runs riot when you think about who you could approach for other collaborations, especially because this one, the shoe that you have made, is so specific. It's so special. It actually does bring together. When I talk about spiritual, this shoe to me looks like a pilgrim shoe. It looks like a pilgrim sneaker.
So true. I agree with you. And I never thought about this, but could be something spiritual, because it's there's something pure which I like in the object itself, but also in the connection we had. It was kind of pure and not. Do you agree, Craig? I think so. I think very authentic and spontaneous. Nothing planned. Nothing so thoughtful. It was a moment of a meeting between two people who share same passion, same love, same, and working on different projects.
So, Craig, what kind of brief were you given? I mean, what did Pier Paolo actually, when you talked about it, what did you decide was the best way to move forward with your contribution to this idea?
So initially we found out about the collaboration. And when I found out it was based around the iconic detail of the rock stud, which usually in collaborations that we've done previously, it's either based on an iconic product or an aspect of the brand that we're working with. And I found it interesting that it was, you know, it's like something this small. So you kind of, your mind starts running away with itself. And I thought, when I first saw it, I was like, I couldn't work out exactly what we could do with the rock stud, because I think my initial view of the rock stud was almost like an adornment or a embellishment, or, you know, it was like, and it was an aesthetic, it was a kind of aesthetic aspect of a product. And it wasn't until I found out more about the ideas behind the rock stud and that it is almost, it's in some way seen as a object that can fix things together. So it has like a purpose, fixing layers of fabric together or joining a garment. And it was at that moment that I realized, okay, now I can understand exactly that we could almost tell a different story using, keeping the iconic rock stud as is, but kind of shifting what it's used for. We initially spoke about it being, I think we were focusing kind of on an accessory, but the brief was quite open. So Pier Paolo and the Valentino team, we spoke, and at first we made like proposals of different ways of, some of them were quite strange, I think, in of
tell me, what were the strange ones?
One of them was like an orthopedic thing for your soul. It was like you never saw the rock studs, they were inside the soul, and then
like the soul, your soul, your S-O-U-L or your S-O-L-E? Oh,
yeah, well, it was a play on both. So it was it was inside the soul of the shoe, so you never saw it outside.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. And not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff, with real, hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Have you ever owned something that inspired you to up your game? For me, I got a chef-grade range recently, and now I'm cooking new things every single night. Seriously, no cuisine is off limits. The point is, when we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. I can picture myself with a car full of groceries, cruising down the highway, soaking up the sun with the available dynamic sky panorama glass roof. Ah, pure bliss. Live up to the all-new Lexus GX. Luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Everything was kind of interesting because it was really a different perspective from what I had in my mind. So that's why I thought it was everything could be interesting as approach. Then we shared the one we wanted to go deeper with. And yeah. But I think that there were different kind of aspects that for different reasons, they were all interesting and to explore. But we decided to go on one object that could be more specific and even a single one, because at the beginning we didn't think if 1, 2, 3 objects. Then we decided to be focused on just one object that could be more meaningful.
And it was interesting because I think this one, so we started, one of the ideas was really about using the rock stud to protect the foot. So we liked this idea of, you know, like it was almost like encasing the foot as like an armor to protect the wearer's foot. And I thought it was interesting that we were looking at it almost like it was a, you know, it was like an industrial grip on the bottom of a shoe for walking and surfaces.
He gave me a different perspective, and Craig gave me this in new perspective, which I thought it was really interesting as shifting of the meaning.
Yeah, it was nice. And I think we thought it was also interesting that it was like an integral part of the shoe. It was like a functional part of the shoe rather than only adornment or aesthetic aspect at the same time. But it was both, which was kind of interesting, I think, to run with.
What I think is really interesting about the shoe is that to me, it is totally Roman. It feels to me, like I said, a pilgrim shoe, but also it's a little bit gladiatorial. You know, you said that, Craig, you said it protects the foot. So it's very Roman in that way. But Valentino is very Rome. But I think the shoe is a provocative interpretation. It's a very appropriate interpretation of Rome, but it's quite a left field interpretation of Valentino.
That was not deliberate, but I didn't think before that it was very pilgrim kind of shoe and spiritual, but maybe yes. That I think that we both are in our culture are there, so probably there's something Roman and something different together. And I don't know. I think it's an object that you can really define as a sneaker, as a gladiator. Sandal or pilgrim shoes or as an armor, and that's what I like.
But do you imagine people looking at it and thinking this isn't the Valentino I know, but I really like this. So actually, it's talking to a whole new audience for Valentino.
I think it can talk to people that already know studs and they have probably objects with studs. and they already have Rockstad, and or even to people that don't know Rockstad and maybe can approach the stats and related stats, Valentino, from a different point of view. When you work in a brand like this with lots of signs that you already know as stats, but as you know, bows, roses, whatever, I think it's very important to give and to shift the signs that you already know, giving them a different meaning that is more of the moment. Because otherwise, if you use part this sign as part of the identity and as they are, with a sort of reverence, it can become very nostalgic. But if you use the sign, giving them a different moment, it's like taking away the old meanings and leaving exactly as they are, by giving them a new aesthetic, a new vibes, a new life, so, more of the moment. I think people will see them from a different perspective, and so they become different, even if they are the same. I think that's important. It's about the eyes who will look at the things from a different perspective. And to me, this is important not only for this. It's important for the work I'm doing on Valentino, because I'm not going to change the signs in order to do a Valentino more relevant or more of the moment today. I want to use the same objects, the same signs, but I want to give them a different meaning. We talked many times, but Valentino was very known as exclusive world of couture, the very exclusive lifestyle of people. I want to create that. I prefer to talk about community of people that share values rather than surfaces.
So the sign you're talking about here is the rock stud, in other words, and then re-signing it by using designers like Craig to reconceptualize it.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's kind of an interesting thing for you, Craig, because I think about how defined your aesthetic is in the minds of people. And working with a brand like Valentino, which is so established and so classic in a way, whether that makes you rethink your own brand and what you could do to change people's perceptions of how they view you.
Like the opportunity to work with somebody like Pier Paolo and the House of Valentino is, I guess it kind of goes back to what we spoke about earlier about, you know, collaborations work best when it's almost like from two separate worlds coming together and seeing kind of what can be born out of that. And I think that's how we kind of ran with it as well. Like, I like the challenge. And I like the restriction as well. I like that it was just based on the rock stud. It's kind of so restrictive, but that's what's so great about it, that what can you make within the restrictions of one kind of detail? And with every person that you work with, especially working with someone like Pier Paolo, you learn a lot. You kind of inevitably change in the future what you plan to do, because I mean, I don't think you ever stop learning, do you?
When you talk about the other things that you want to focus on with rock stud, the anniversary, there's a couture element, but there's a punk side. You love to surprise people. And was that a sort of element in this? People are going to be surprised, I think.
I don't know if I want to get myself surprised first. I want to push my boundaries. I want to go forward. And then if this aspect will allow people to get surprised, it's perfect. But I don't start from them, from the reaction I want to have from people. I start from myself and from my kind of path.
It looks like a shoe for a devotee, you know? It's very
purpose.
It's very solid. And it's quite defensive with the rim of studs. I find the stud a very aggressive thing. I mean, it just is. You wouldn't say the stud. You would never say that particular stud outlining the doors of Palazzi in Rome, protective, defensive, and gladiatorial, I think. There's something very gladiatorial about a stud. I mean, and also the way you've used it in the shoe, it's big. It's big and definite, and
it's not shy. Yes,
it looks like you could walk 1,000 miles in that shoe, you know, which is, again, pilgrims. You head out with a goal. Actually, and another reason why I think that is kind of intriguing is how much you felt this shoe looks like the result of everything we've just been through over the past year. How much, maybe subliminally, subconsciously, this shoe embodies what we've been through, that people could look at this collaboration and say, yes, that could only have happened now. Do you think about that at all?
I mean, I hadn't until now, but I guess, like, I mean, I think what's also, because you were saying about how like strong and solid it looks, but I think that's also fragility, as Pier Paolo said in it, because the upper is, you know, like it's, I think what's really interesting about it is how protective and, I guess you say, like definite the sole looks, but the upper is so, you know, it's kind of there just to hold the sole onto the foot in some way, yes, but then creates like an aesthetic aspect of it. But it's quite fragile. It's like a, you know, it's like a knitted upper with,
which to me is
kind of a delicate lace, yeah, which is quite heavy, which is quite nice. Yeah. You know, like I think that more delicate aspect mixed with the, I mean, the brutalness of the sole, I think is, I guess, kind of defines what our collaboration really became.
But it's something you've always done in your menswear, you know, that you've heightened vulnerability but emphasized strength. I mean,
there's strength in vulnerability.
I come back to that idea of the pilgrim. How many collections have you done where I feel like they're pilgrimages? You know, I feel like they're some kind of pilgrimage. And I've loved that idea. It's why people cry at your shows. And then Pier Paolo does this other thing. He makes people cry through just ravishing beauty. And people are just, the audience just sits there and they're just, what is this? This is not what we're used to seeing, you know?
There's such a strength in the beauty. Like that, I always think with Pier Paolo's shows and work, you know, it's incredibly beautiful, but there is like a strength there, you know, like I see anyway in the work. You know, it's not purely fragile, I don't think.
Pier Paolo's thinking about that.
No, I'm not thinking. I'm pretty sure that I love the strength of fragility, of vulnerability. Mm. I think that is fragile doesn't mean not strong. Mm-hmm. Fragile can mean delicate, can mean to be vulnerable and even proud to show your vulnerability and even proud to be vulnerable and strong at the same time. Why not? I don't think that if delicacy and kindness, you know, and gentleness can be strong, I don't think that being assertive doesn't mean to be authoritarianist. I think that you can be fragile and vulnerable and assertive at the same time. Why not? And so in my show, I want to arrive with the beauty of also of the emotions, not just with a bidimensional beauty. I want, my dream is to deliver something to think about also that touches you inside, and not only the beauty is the language, but the message is not the beauty. It's something that is beyond beauty. But you need to see beauty in order to arrive to beyond beauty.
What do you think is the message of this shoe? That sounds so bizarre to say that, but I mean, it's definitely is a shoe with something to say.
It's an object that becomes from two creative people that respect each other. And it's an object that can be universal with no boundaries of any kind of gender, sex, whatever. And it's universal, even for it's coming from, it's catching the time, the zeitgeist, but it can be timeless.
Which also takes me back to that thing I was saying, that you didn't he didn't respond to directly, but the notion that you could only have done something like this now, that there's something about this, the shoe says resilience, doesn't it? It says, it says keeping on, keeping on. It has that sort of, it has a kind of strength that when you look at it, when you look at the shoe, you will remember this moment, and it will define this moment in some way, which is a really interesting challenge for you, Pierpaolo, because how do you carry that forward into your next collaborations on Rockstud X? How do you manage to embody that, all of that, all of everything that the shoe says, with your next collab, which might be couture, or it might be bourgeois, or it might be all those other things you've talked about? What, how do you envisage this going forward?
I'm not planning, actually, but I think that I will keep this moment as I feel that I learned a lot from this moment. I think you can have opportunities when time is tougher, because you can learn to react, just to react, not to plan, to react with your own sensibility, and you learn even to be more radical and more assertive, more strong, because you need to react in a different way. And I feel that our next collaboration, I don't know, but I feel that I want to be focused for sure, as this collaboration was. Because it was coming from a personal approach, but it's the object is going to talk about us, but also about the moment and the people that will deliver this object.
Craig, how do you feel on about that what Pierpaolo was just saying?
I mean, I completely agree. I mean, it's a different, I think this year or this moment, I think everyone's changed. I don't think anyone's the same as they were February last year. I think even if they say they are, I don't believe that everyone is the same. I think it's affected people in a lot of different ways, and not only negative, not only positive, but you know, like these moments are times to rethink everything and define things in a different way. Yeah, and find opportunity in the moment.
So I have one last question for both of you. Pierpaolo first. What do you take away from this experience?
I love human and love person before everything else. And sometimes when you see works, I'm sure that works reflect the people that do the work.
Craig?
I mean, for me, it solidified how much I love Pierpaolo as a person and as a creative, but also that, you know, a collaboration can come out of two very different places, you know, like from my East London studio to Rome, working on a design together. I think if you're a designer and you have, like how Pierpaolo is, you know, you have similar values and you can make something together that is makes sense for both of us, I think.
So all power to the collaboration. Thank you both very much.
If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to the BOF podcast for our look inside fashion and how it connects to currents in the wider world. If you're not yet a BOF professional member, join today with our 30-day risk-free trial and benefit from exclusive access to agenda-setting analysis you won't find anywhere else. The BOF podcast is edited and produced by Emma Clark, Kate Bartan, and Kevin Bobby Blanco in the BOF studio team.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.